Unit 6. Recording 8. Speaker 1.
I took up running a couple of years ago. Until then, I did a bit of sport at school, but I didn't do much outside school at all. In fact, I suppose I didn't have many interests, except playing computer games. Then I went to watch my uncle in a 5K fun run. It was to raise money for charity. I thought the whole event was brilliant, and every runner there seemed to be enjoying it. There was another fun run later in the year, and I signed up for a laugh. I didn't do any proper training for it, just a bit of jogging around the park after school. So I was really surprised when I managed to run all the way. Now I run nearly every day, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of it. My friends all think I'm crazy. None of them like the thought of running long distances. I think about all kinds of stuff when I'm running, and I know it's really good for my heart and lungs. Sure, some people get running injuries, but I've been lucky. I've had none so far.
Speaker 2.
I'd never really thought about exercise and keeping fit until a couple of years ago. My boyfriend and I were in town late and we had to run to catch the last bus home, just a couple of hundred metres. By the time we got to the bus stop, both of us were completely exhausted. On the way home, we started talking. Neither of us did any exercise and I didn't do much with my free time, just reading magazines and eating biscuits. By the time we got home, we'd each decided to take up a different activity for 6 months and see who could lose the most weight. My boyfriend joined a gym and I started running in the local park, just a few hundred metres at first and gradually building up. Now I run a few kilometres each day. Of course, that takes up quite a lot of time and my boyfriend moans about that sometimes. But after I've been sitting at my computer all day, I can't wait to go out for a run. We certainly both got a lot fitter and I've lost a lot of weight. Not all the effects are positive, of course. I've had a few problems with sore knees and sprained ankles. I suppose all exercise carries some risks, but there isn't much evidence that running causes major problems if you warm up carefully and have good footwear. It's one of the few sports where no special equipment's needed, just a pair of running shoes.
Speaker 3.
I had three older brothers, and I think they could all have been Olympic athletes if they'd had the opportunity. So it was quite natural that I would go out running with them. I think I started at about the age of 10, and I've been running regularly all my life. Now that I'm getting older, I go out running every couple of days, but if the weather's bad, I might go all week without a run. I certainly go out a lot less during the winter. Well, who would want to go running on a horrible rainy day? Inevitably, you get a few injuries too. Everyone gets aching muscles after a long run, and I used to get back pain occasionally. But surprisingly, I seem to have fewer injuries now than when I was younger. Maybe it's because I run more slowly. Actually, I feel a lot healthier, and I even sleep a little better after I've been out running. But I think the best thing for me is the social contact. We've got a running club in our village. I moved here when I retired. And before I joined the club, I had very few friends who lived nearby. Now, many of my closest friends are the runners in the club. Next spring, we're all going to Madrid to run in a marathon for over 60s only. Of course, we know that not all of us will finish, but you can be sure that every one of us will have a really good time. My aim is to complete the course and do it in less than 6 hours. But I know it won't be easy.